We're checking in with the Chester County School District. Chris Christoph is the public information officer. And good morning to you, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Yeah.
Well, we are wrapping up the 2025-2026 school year. I was already going to say 2026-2027.
Not quite there yet.
That's tomorrow's problem. Yeah. You're wrapping up this school year.
It's future me problems.
Future me. That's a good term. I'm going to start using that one. So with that being said, it's a chance to kind of look at what has taken place this year and how to prepare for next year. And there is going to be a change at one of your schools in the upcoming school year.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chester Park Elementary School, currently it's three schools in one building. So each school is kind of has its own focus area. So we have Chester Park School of the Arts, School of Inquiry, and Center of Learning Through Technology. So there has been expressed from the board that they want to kind of go back to that two-school model and then offer a early child care center, early childhood center within that same building. So instead of having your three schools, we're kind of like bringing all the students together, and it'll be kind of divvied up by age group. So we're going to have Chester Park Primary School, which is going to be your kindergarten through second grade, and then Chester Park Intermediate School, which will be your third grade through fifth grade. And then starting out for next year, the early child center will be your pre-K program. But eventually we're going to look at doing a three-year-old program. And then even beyond that, having like 6 weeks old, like children 6 weeks old, like daycare essentially for so they want to roll that out to the staff first and then kind of roll that out to the rest of the community. So so we're getting them in pretty early at this point.
Yeah, that's
eventually,
amazing.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah.
It's never too early, right?
Never too early to learn, right?
I just want to make sure I'm kind of wrapping my head around this. So will the students who were already at that school still attend that school? It'll just be more of K through 2 and 3rd through 5th at this point?
So
it's not done by the program, but by the grade now.
Yeah, so so they're not going to be divvied up by whatever discipline the child was in before.
Okay.
They'll be essentially it's a benefit because they'll be grouped in with their peers. Mm-hmm. So essentially you'll have all, for example, the second grade students kind of together, which is great because now all of the students can get exposed to all of the offerings that all three of the schools had. For like strings, for example, not all the students will have an opportunity to learn how to play string instruments.
That's great.
Whereas before, only the children that attended the art school would have that opportunity. So, and then beyond that, when they get into middle school, currently, depending on what school they attend, you know, they're all together in middle school. So it might be a little overwhelming for a child to go to a brand new school and not knowing maybe, you know, 70-75% of the kids that you know they didn't attend school with, but now they'll all kind of be together and be able to kind of transition together as well, so it won't be as overwhelming for the child.
That's
so
great.
And Chris, with this new model, this will start in the 2026-2027 school year.
So yes,
this
yeah.
coming upcoming school year, they're still going to be housed though at the Chester Park Elementary School.
Nothing's changing there logistically. There may be some shifting in staffing in terms of like where we need to put teachers at, but and we've had public meetings before recently where we invited members of the public to come out and kind of hear some of the information, and a lot of the reception seems to be pretty positive at this point, because they're not losing anything. The children aren't losing anything. In fact, they're gaining, which is a huge plus, I think, for the families in the area. So,
and then Chris, that brings us to it is that time of year again to either register your new student or re-register your current student.
Absolutely.
And walk us through that and why it's so important to re-register your kid. You might know that your kid is going to go on to either stay at the same school or move up to the middle school or the high school, but the school district needs to know that too.
Right. And admittingly, we did hold off a little bit this year in the midst of the Chester Park reorganization. We were kind of waiting on some state to kind of give us the green light to go ahead and do that. We needed to wait on some and the board to, of course, approve it as well. So that kind of put a hold on the registration for a little bit, but we launched it officially last week. So again, you wanna get your kids registered or as early as possible. I mean, you may know they're returning next year, but we kind of need to know that. One, so we can know kind of how to set up the class sizes and where we need teachers, and we can plan for staffing if need be. And two, you definitely want to get it in as early as possible so you can get all the information as well. So the best way you can register is just go on our website, chester.k12.se.us. There's a link, nice big graphic at the homepage. You just click that link and it'll take you to our registration homepage, and just follow the directions. And of course, if you have any issues, please just call your child's school and they'll be happy to walk you through that process.
We're speaking with Chris Kristoff. He is the public information officer for the Chester County School District. And of course, as you're celebrating all of these future students, we got to say goodbye to the class of 2026.
That's it.
I know, it's hard to believe it's already here. And where's the time go? But yeah, we're really rounding out the school year now, just a few short weeks away. May 30th, we'll be doing our graduation ceremonies. All three of the high schools are going to have it at the same day. So it's an exciting time for everybody. It's both a bittersweet moment. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to see the families all come together and celebrate their student, but it's sad to see them go. And you know, you're hopeful that they'll move on to bigger and better, you know, for sure. So,
and the new,
go ahead. Sorry.
The new superintendent, Tammy Snipes, she's fitting in and hitting the ground running, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. People know her, I think, mm-hmm. you know, her being from the area, and people are really open to speaking with her, and she's just really a warm and welcoming person. So I think she's going to be fine. She's going to do great.
And then we also want to wish everyone who is going to the prom, too. I know Lucas is going to be doing some prom pledges down in Chester County
today.
This week. Yeah. Okay.
I leave here as soon as the show is done, a few minutes beforehand, head down to Chester High School. We'll bring our prom pledge initiative there. And, of course, we'll go to Louisville High School, I think, in May, as well as Great Falls.
Yeah, it's a great thing you guys do for us, and we're so appreciative of that. You know, we were all young once, too,
and
we all went to prom, too. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to know that there's people out there, hey, you need to look out for this and kind of just keep them safe.
Yeah, and it's really cool that you get to go back and go to your old school and do that. That's your stomping
really cool.
grounds.
At Louisville, for sure.
They're a local celebrity.
That totally wasn't planned, by the way.
No, it was not, for sure. When I usually say I've sat in these chairs, you know, because usually when a speaker is out of school, they mm-hmm. will say, you know, I sat in these chairs.
And you're like, no, literally.
And I said, I literally sat in these stands in the auditorium. I could tell you exactly where I sat at most assemblies. So hopefully that is a little bit more relatable to the students, because you're up there and they think, who's this old person talking to me? So, but there, you know, the students are really interested in hearing what you have to say. And we certainly appreciate all of our sponsors and agencies that are there with us. And again, we can't do it without support from the school district. So thank you so much, Chris.
Absolutely.
You and your team there at Chester County School District.